And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so
welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, happy Father's Day weekend to all of you guys. Hope if you can get mama out there on the grill or one of your kids to dad, sit back, put your feet up, have a cold beverage, and let them serve you this time.
I'm so happy that my buddy Randy finally gets to celebrate Father's Day. He had a couple 20-year-olds.
Yep, it's all good. And one of them's got a child. It'll be his first Father's Day, so
wow,
that's cool.
That's
you've
big.
Got a new
that's
you've
big.
Got a new grandson, first
that's
grandson.
Big.
Would you get six granddaughters and one grandson?
Jordan and his wife Allie had Misha Alexander.
Yeah.
And boy, that's causing quite the stir because everybody wants to know about the name.
Okay.
And there's
sure.
just a funny story there, but I won't bore you with it again.
Right.
Food trucks. So as I've said before, I am working the builder program at Menards, and I basically write quotes and do takeoffs and help builders spec out their houses and pole barns, right? And when it's slow, I stand at the counter with all the guys selling lumber, or I go back in the lumber yard, which I love because there's forklifts everywhere and there's just mountains of lumber, and that's my thing, right?
Smells good.
Oh, yeah. It smells so good. Well, the other day I was in there, and this guy came up, and he's asking this and that, and he said he wanted to... He was looking for a certain part, which wasn't in our department. It's way on this giant store in Wyoming, Michigan. And so I took him over to the electric, and he said he was building a food truck. And I'm like, man, there's just so many people building food trucks. I got buddies that are building them, people, kids that, you know, my kids went to school with. They're just getting this idea, and they're buying these trucks. And they're this guy bought, what was it, it was an old short school bus, like the type you took to school.
Mm-hmm. Windows were clean, though, because I licked them a lot. Yeah.
So he bought a short school bus. And, you know, they're doing all kinds of fabricating, like, you know,
Marcos was
talking about. But a lot of them do it themselves. And so they go into a store like ours, and they just buy all these parts and pieces. And it was cool because he was doing so many things that – I have an HVAC background and building background, and I learned a lot about electric from my neighbor, so I was able to help him straighten out a lot of little things he's doing, right? I'm old, so
right.
He's a young guy, and he's saving him money, probably.
So this is this bus, then he's going to drive this thing down the road. Many of the guys that's why we had Marcos in, is they'll call a food truck a big trailer
right.
that they pull behind their
and
vehicle.
And that's good.
Yeah. There's both, right? And they're different. They're very different because if you're doing one that you drive down the road, you have to build some sort of serving window out the side of it. And I've always wondered.
Well, you do with the trailers too.
Well, yeah, but you know, where you can
they
set a table.
They are lower to the ground. They'll put right. the axles to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I've always wondered is you've got cooking equipment inside of these things. And I should talk to somebody that's got one. But it seems to me that as you're driving down the road, every bump you're hitting, every weld is getting stressed, every joint
it's
is getting stressed.
It's got to be a rattle trap.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're, and that causes things to leak, and that
you know, the second and third generation, if you're making your own, are much better.
Yeah.
But I think these guys that do it professionally have also figured out stowage because you have to have places that you can put things that won't fall out of the drawer. The
right.
cabinet doors have to latch, and you got to find a way to buffer some of that rattling so that your equipment doesn't get beat up.
Right.
And that it doesn't drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Or you got to get a really loud sound speaker.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like I said, I just need to talk to one of these guys and see that's been driving around one of these trucks for a couple of years. It seems to me that there'd be quite a little bit of maintenance on them.
Well,
but maybe
I'm
not.
Sure,
I don't know.
I'm sure there's a certain amount, but they've also... They learn from each other. It's a community. And we had the Pizza Parliament, was it, in here a couple years ago? And he's got a truck like that. And were you not in that show when he was here?
Maybe but I don't
remember the guy that made pizza for us, Conrad.
Yes, sir.
That thing, he's got a pizza oven. That's
but I wasn't here.
Gas.
You weren't here.
And it's got a conveyor belt, just like the big pizza places.
Yeah,
the and little chain. He just keeps throwing them on there.
You want to talk about drooling? I mean, Bob was just
those. Yeah, but those pizzas were so good. This kid's talented.
Yeah,
he's got it. I think it's still parked in front of New Union right now.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fixture. Yeah. And I think sometimes if your food's good enough, that truck doesn't move a lot.
Right, right. Well, yeah. I mean, you got a like place like that. It's a brewery that doesn't serve food, and when you're drinking beer, it's not better to have something to munch on. And fresh pizza is probably not a bad idea.
Taco
right?
Bell's right up there.
Right. Yeah. No, that's all good. That's all good. But
yeah, food trucks are a thing. I just wanted to put that topic out there because I knew there was miles and miles of conversation to have there based on what everybody has experienced. I mean, look at they have these food truck shows where they'll close off downtown and a bunch of food trucks will come in.
Right.
And I'm sure they'll have another one this summer.
I work downtown in the Bridgewater place, and we had a cafeteria in the building. It's more of a deli, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was short order stuff they'd cook for you. Really good, big salad bar. It was really nice to have it there. Well, Friday was their last day. They pulled out, and we've got nothing now. And our lease, as well as many of the other tenants, requires a commissary or a place to go get food in the building, right? Because there's, but
he well, you should get a discount on your rent then.
Well, the thing is they're substituting it with food trucks. Now that was the solution until they get somebody else back in there and to
cool
open the thing
that?
Up. But yeah, so every day at noon they're going to have three trucks a day that come in. So you got choices.
Wow.
Right. But you know, this is a side effect of our famous COVID. Because I talked to the guy, I knew him, right? I'm a food guy, he's a food guy, so we got to know each other. And he said pre-COVID he'd do $1,800 to $2,000 a day in lunches.
And now nobody's coming to the
office. $300 to $400 a day.
Wow.
And he says I can't make it here.
Not with the rent they get at the Barnum building.
Right, yeah. So but anyway, so we're gonna be experiencing food trucks. Right, because that was just last Friday. Starting Monday, they're gonna.
And they're not paying any rent.
No, they're not paying any rent.
The Varnum is probably bending over backwards to get them to come in there,
right?
Making accommodations.
Right, yeah. There's property manager there that handles all of that, but they're aware of it and they've made arrangements. And I don't know. It'll be fun to see actually, because they said they'd have three different ones there a day, parked right out front. And right on Bridge Street, and we'll...
Well, I bet Pizza Parliament will be one of them.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
I hope so, you get to try that pizza.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
You know, because there are still a lot of people there, but not nearly as many as there were.
But you know what the biggest one... You know what I would tell you the biggest food truck is?
What's that?
You tell me.
I'm going to say probably Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
That's why you can't buy a used flat top.
Oh.
There's so many Mexican restaurants and food trucks starting up that good luck trying to find a used flat top like I had in the kitchen there. You won't find them.
I wonder, I always thought like a old UPS truck or something.
I did too.
Because those things are maintained like tremendously.
And they're built specifically to beat the heck out of them.
Right, and they're empty on the inside so you can get creative and do stuff. And
They put about 150,000 miles on them. So you know it's going to have some life left in it.
Right.
And the doors never shut.
Yeah, and they maintain them. That's the thing is, you know, you got a big firm like that, probably the same thing with a FedEx truck or an Amazon truck or whatever.
FedEx has some really nice big bread trucks like that too.
Yeah.
I think they make even better food trucks. But if you notice, the FedEx trucks are all contractors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they run the ever loving
Amazon
you know
is
what
too.
Out of them.
Yeah, I think Amazon
because
is too, but whatever.
They're trying to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're a food truck driver and you're listening to this, reach out to us at the go to our website, drop us a note. You can email our email addresses are there. Hit Bob or I because I think it'd be kind of fun. We had them on one. We had a couple of them on, but it'd be fun to bring somebody back again.
Well, you can just come to the studio on Saturday morning and set up.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
We're hungry.
Right.
All
yeah, there'll
the
be
time.
Three of us. That'll be out there like seagulls eating whatever you got. No, but anyway, it's all good. But
yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I thought, and sure enough, it turns out that way. That it would just be a fun conversation and something to ponder because we're all seeing them so much.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is Father's Day weekend. Get out there, Dad, and fire up the grill and feed your family something only you like.
Well, or Maybe a mom gets on the grill.
There you go.
Kids get on the grill and give dad a break.
Right.
And you wait on him hand and foot.
That's right. Have him put his feet up.
Don't make him cook.
Cold beverage in
his
hand.
Can you do that? Can you relax and let somebody else cook?
If I'm not watching.
No, yeah. He can't do that.
Yeah, right.
Don't watch.
Right, exactly. Look the other way and just let it happen and eat whatever.
Put your headset on, get a pina colada, and sit by the pool.
Right. That is a recipe for success on Father's Day. So we appreciate you tuning in. Get out there, grill something this weekend, have a good time, and we will talk with you next week.
See ya.